Because if we do, we will live by whatever he says. We will want to hear what he will say about any situation before we go ahead to make a decision on it. We will want to know his opinion. You want to know, what are your views, God? What should I do in this? Show me. Show me the path of life in this situation. And God says, if I've made the promise, I'm not taking it back. I will show you. Hello? Look at verse 13. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, because he knew that it's because she's afraid. Praise the Lord. You see what happens? You see why many of us just lose out of the promises? He said it's fear. You're afraid. Fear not. Go and do. Did he change his mind? Now, he said, okay, what you have is little, oh, poor widow. She has nothing. So, I wish you had something. You would have been saved. Hello? You would have lived long. You wouldn't have. This famine would never have had the best of you. No. He didn't say that. You have little. From that little that you still have, go and make me cake. Did he change what he wanted? Hallelujah. He said, okay, it's not. She said she's going to go and make a mussel and this thing. He said, it's cake I want. Praise the Lord. Go and make the cake. After, you can have the rest. And hear what the word of God says. This is how you know God will never fail you. I want you to say it to yourself. God will never fail me. Verse 14. After the instruction came the second time. The same instruction came the second time. Elijah said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. In other words, you will continue to thrive. Amen. Even in the place of famine. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Where people lack, you will be in abundance. Amen. Do you catch that? That's a prophecy. And verse 16 says, and the barrel of meal wasted not, just as the word of the Lord said. It did not waste. Why? Because she engaged the divine illumination that came from Elijah. Hallelujah. She did not. She was initially going to. She despised it. But thanks be unto God that he said, that word is mine. Praise the Lord. Let me quickly obey what that instruction says. And because of that, her life was preserved. Her son's life was preserved. They had a good and satisfying long life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Quickly, let me mention all of this, and then I'll get out of your way. The only limit is the one that we create through ignorance. Hosea 4:6. My people, complete it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It didn't say they are destroyed because the devil kept vexing them. He didn't say they are destroyed. Hallelujah. Because they didn't have money. They didn't have job. They didn't have business. That's not what destroys man. Man is destroyed because of ignorance. You are ignorant. Hallelujah. If you stand at the bus stop there, amen, and you are hearing, Ibejuleki, Ibejuleki, Ibejuleki. And you want to go to Ikorodu. You will have to have the knowledge that Ibeju-Lekki is not on the way to Ikorodu. Praise the Lord. That it will not lead you to Ikorodu. So you know that is not your boss. You will not enter into it. Praise the Lord. Because you have that knowledge that that boss is not going to take me where I'm going. So you will not enter it. That is why we need anointed eyes, spiritual eyes, to see beyond the very ordinary. Praise the Lord. To see beyond the natural. See beyond the natural, and you will possess the supernatural. See beyond the ordinary, and your life will become an extraordinary life. And that is what God wants for each and every one of us. Because all things that pertain unto life and godliness, he said, is already provided. We are lacking of it because we are ignorant of how to get at it. How do I overcome ignorance? I'm glad you asked. Praise the Lord. Number one. Insight. That is it. You look up. You look up to God. Amen. Look up to God. Who did I say you should look up to? Should you look up to man or to God? It is God you look up to. And God will give you insight. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, I mentioned it. I said it last Sunday. I said, where somebody said he will be selling torchlight. Me, I said, oh, I was complaining about why there's always darkness. I didn't see what he saw. Do you get it? I did not see what the guy saw. If I was a business person looking for business opportunities and praying, God, yeah. You know, many a times you pray, God, give me money. God, give you money. Which money? He will answer your prayer. Many times you think God has not answered your prayer. He has. Hallelujah. Because what you need that will get you what you want is that illumination. He gives you the insight. Now, when you apply the insight, you get exactly what you want. Praise the Lord. You see, God is not interested in just giving you money here, money here. Okay, I need money. Like a baby, you cry, you give you food. No. God wants to take you to a place where you yourself will provide. Hallelujah. You'll be a provider. But all you need to do is to work on one insight. You need one illumination, and it will explode and cause you to begin to make exploits in life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So we all need that insight. Insight is the light that illuminates your path as you journey in this world that is filled with ignorance and darkness. Hallelujah. Number two, everything we need to experience a good, satisfying life is already provided. You need to understand that. That's what I've been saying. So there is no limit to how far that we can go, how far we can thrive in the things of God, because all things are already provided, according to our subtext in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 2 to 4. Number three, the only limit is ignorance. Hosea 4, 6. Praise the Lord. Number four, what you cannot see, you cannot appreciate. What you cannot see, you cannot appreciate. This woman could not see beyond the little food that was left in her kitchen for herself and her son for that day. She could not see beyond it. And so she couldn't appreciate it. And what you don't appreciate, what did I say? You cannot appropriate it. Praise the Lord. So that's the fourth wisdom key in that place. So you have to discover something. in order to recover something. There must be a discovery for a recovery. What have you discovered about your life, about what you've requested from God, about the goals that you have presented before God for this year 2020? Have you made some divine discoveries? Do you have a supernatural illumination, an insight that will give you an understanding of what you need to do? This is important. Number 5. Until your eyes are anointed to see divine realities or opportunities, you will keep on going around in circles without progress, without prosperity, without provision. Until your eyes are anointed that you can see beyond. Can you see beyond past failure? Can you see beyond it? In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19, I want us to read that. And this is one of the most profound prayers of Apostle Paul for the saints of God. And it's a prayer that I pray for the people of God continually. Ephesians. Are you there, brother? Ephesians, yes. Please read. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in what? In the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding may God grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. If you have a revelation of God, what did he say will happen to you? Read on. You will not be in doubt of what God has already prepared for you. Hallelujah. You will not be in doubt of what God has for you. You will not be in doubt that what God promised you is coming to pass. You will not be in doubt that God has your back. You will never worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. You will not be anxious for anything. Go on. And what will be exceeding greatness of his power to us who are living? He said, look, if you have a proper revelation of who God is, you will know that you are a powerful human being. Nobody received it. No, I mean, if you truly have a divine illumination of who God is, you win. You see, what used to attack you, you will start attacking it. A man was, it was difficult for him to close his eyes at night because the devil was on his case. He was being spiritually and demonically attacked. It was almost physical. And he didn't know what to do. But one day, a friend said, let's go to this prayer meeting. And they went to this prayer meeting. And the man of God there was preaching. And he was saying the same thing, quoting this scripture. And saying, if you really know, if you have a revelation of who this God you say is your father, if you really know yourself as a covenant believer, he said, what has been attacking you? You will start attacking them. What you were once afraid of will be afraid of you. He said, he had that. It's like, pow, that's it. He said that day he got home. He said, well, I don't even sleep because of the demonic attack. But here, I'm waiting for any devil. You come here. Now I know who I am. Now I know I'm a child of the living God. I'm a covenant believer. Great and precious promises has been given unto me. I'm a partaker of God's divine nature. Where are you? Come and attack me. That was the last time they showed up. That was the last time they showed up. The man is a man of God now. He's a pastor. Praise the Lord. In America. In Nigeria. If you know, you see, I've talked about it. There is knowledge you just know by sense, but not by divine illumination. When you know, and you know from the inside who God is, that devil is in trouble in your life. Praise the Lord. He's in trouble in your family. And he's been cheating us and taking this and taking that and taking this. We are here, he took it. We are there, he took it. You have this, he took it. No! He cannot continue. God is not a wicked God. God is not an unrighteous God. He said, when it comes to my faithfulness, it won't fail concerning you. Praise the Lord. He said it won't fail. So the problem is not on God's side. It is our ignorance that is limiting us and telling us that's all you can get. He told the woman, that's all you can have. After tomorrow, you are a dead woman. But God said, I didn't have the plan of death for you. Makata yashata. You are not dying. Hey, you will live to declare the works of God in the land of the living. He said, that's my plan for you. Now line up with my plan. But you can't line up until you know him. You know him beyond what somebody is telling you. You know him by experiential knowledge. How do you know God? You walk with him. You walk in his ways. What he tells you to do, you do it. Praise the Lord. Then some people say, hey, but how will I know that God is saying something to me? How will I know? Come on, sit down somewhere and be quiet. Sit down somewhere and be quiet. You will hear from your inner side. You will hear something. He will drop something in your spirit. You will know this is it. Praise the Lord. You know, you can't be afraid of even making mistakes. It's okay. Hallelujah. After all, it wasn't the first time that God called Samuel that he answered. Hello. He called him the first time. He tried it. It didn't work. Did it work? No. He went back to his human reasoning. Praise the Lord. He went back to his human reasoning. He went to Eli. The second time, he did the same thing. You called me. I didn't call you. Say, the third time you hear, just say, here I am. Your servant hearing. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Okay, what number? I'm closing there. Number. Okay. Illumination gives you a benefit of advanced knowledge. It gives you a benefit of advanced knowledge. And this is so profound. We need that in this day and age that we live in. I'm telling you, anybody that has advanced knowledge of something, you will see what others cannot see. You will do things that others can do. You do exploits that other people cannot do. And you will have and possess what other people cannot possess. They can only be dreaming about it, but they can never experience it. That's what advanced knowledge does to you. Praise the Lord. You know, it's like buying land. I remember in those days when they said, you know, after the first stack, whatever they did in Nigeria, first stack 77, they said, see all those houses they built. And after all those people left for their countries, the place was empty. And the Federal Housing Authority now said, what are we going to do with this? We can't just leave it like that. They said, okay, let us sell it to whoever. And that time, please, first stack was a bush. Who is going to go and go to that places? All these okoko and all those things, they didn't exist then. They were places for palm wine tapas. Nobody was. I mean, so that you are going to go and leave that place that far? Hello, how far is First Stack these days? Praise the Lord. In fact, they offered it for next to nothing at that time. I think, how much was it, safe? 150 naira. No, it wasn't up to, the duplex were 150. The flat were equivalent of like 50 naira. It was going for nothing because nobody thought anything of it. But some people had advanced knowledge. They bought flats. They bought blocks. Today, they are smiling. Praise the Lord. May God give you advanced knowledge. You will enter a business. People will say, wait, this kind of business is this one. You say, no. Hallelujah. Because you tell them, this one I have received of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because if God says you will thrive, this business will thrive. Go there. Hallelujah. Just go there. I remember there was one time a friend of ours was talking in the church and saying, he said, what I'm seeing right now, there's going to be an economic crash, you know, from the stock exchange. And the Lord is saying, look, if you have serious stocks, this is the time to sell. Because if you sell now, you sell at a premium. Please, don't condemn anybody. If they told you, you won't sell your this thing. You say, see these people, they want us to go and sell. You'll be afraid. What if it is not so? What if pastor didn't hear it right? What if it is not God? What if it didn't work? And I go and sell all my shares. That is my retirement benefit. That one will spoil money for my hand. I won't know when I will spend all the money that I got. I will just be buying this, buying that. And then I will have nothing to fall back on. Hello, somebody. But some people just obeyed. Hallelujah. He said, this illumination is God. And they grabbed it. They quickly went to go and sell. A week later, the thing crashed. It crashed. Hello? It now became, look me, I look you. Some people who didn't say why, in church, they came to church. They can't talk. Hallelujah. And you can't talk. Praise the Lord. Beloved, God is telling us, having divine illumination is more important than your intellectual knowledge. That is what will cause you to thrive. That is what is going to move you from surviving in the days we are living in to begin to thrive. Praise the Lord. That's what's going to move you from famine and destruction. You need divine illumination. Stop taking a decision without letting God know and hearing his own side of the story. Rise on your feet. If you are ready today and you say, yes, Father, I need that illumination in my life. I don't want to begin to reason things out with my brain. Look, we are living in dangerous times, whether you know it or not. The only thing that will cause us to excel as covenant believers is that we have a knowledge that the world does not operate in. Praise the Lord. You know, when you hear, and the Bible says, the wealth of the wicked is laid down for the just. The just can't take hold of it until they have a divine illumination. You can't. It's not that somebody's just go, come and knock on your door and say, I'm the wicked. And I've been asked to come and give you this 5 billion naira. It's not going to happen like that. God is going to give you a wisdom that surpasses their own understanding. And they will have no choice but to release what is in their hand. That is exactly what he did for Joseph. Hallelujah. He gave him a divine illumination. David said, look, 7 years there's going to be famine. 7 years there's going to be plenty. They said, what are we going to do? He said, this is what you do. Hallelujah. What did he earn Joseph? Prime ministership. Hello, somebody. They said, this guy knows something that we don't know. I think we need to put him at the top. Somebody is going to the top. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are going to pray. I say, my Father, my Father. Every limitation through blindness of my eyes, let it be broken off me today. In the name of Jesus, turn it to your prayer. 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 Every limitation through blindness of my eyes, let it be broken off me now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray, pray, beloved, pray. Yes, I refuse to be blinded. I refuse to be blinded to my next level. I must see. I must see with my spiritual eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. In Isaiah 25 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations." He said, God is going to destroy them. So whatever veil that has been placed to blind your spiritual eyes so that you cannot receive light from God, God will destroy them. We are going to command destruction to come upon that covering cast and upon that veil. It must be destroyed today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every demonic veil, every demonic scales blocking my divine illumination, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Turn into prayer, take authority. Command their destruction right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatsoever has been responsible, every covering cast preventing you from receiving supernatural illumination, today they must be destroyed. Command destruction to come upon them. I refuse to be blinded to my next level. I must see what God is showing me. I must see what God is showing me. I refuse to walk in ignorance. Ah, Father, no more will I miss my place of prosperity. I will not miss my place of progress due to lack of illumination. No more. Every covering cast, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The next prayer we are going to pray. Some years back, I traveled to my hometown, and in my father's house there, we have a courtyard and it's all cement and concrete. So, but this time, the last time I went, I saw a crack on the cement on the floor. And myself and my brother just observed something. And we saw this plant growing out of that crack. Wow. And it just ministered to both of us right there. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying that there is no demonic cement that can stop the provision and the promises that I've made to you. Hallelujah. I caught a revelation from there. My eyes opened that day. Myself and my brother said, that's it. That's the key. God is using that to show us that no matter the concrete, no matter the challenges, no matter the blockades that have been put to hinder you, to limit you from thriving, it can't survive. Because somehow God will crack the cement and it will still cause you to bud. You will bloom. You will glow. You will shine. You will rise in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my Father. Any demonic cement, any demonic concrete that have been placed to stop me from thriving in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let it begin to crumble.
Let it begin to crumble. Let it begin to crack. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command it right now to be parted by the order of the Red Sea. Be parted now. Be parted now. Make room for my promises. Make room for my provision. Make room for my progress. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer. Pray it from the depth of your heart. Pray it with all intensity. Pray it. You are unstoppable. The promises of God in your life, they are unquenchable. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For what the Lord has said, he will not take it back. The Lord said you will grow this year. You will increase and expand. Your business will expand. You will be successful in your academics. You will thrive in every area of your life. Therefore, the promise of God is unstoppable. Every demonic concrete, I command you in the name of Jesus, begin to crumble and cower. Make way for my progress. Make way right now for my provision. Make way for the promises of God in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. I titled this message, Seed and You Will Thrive. Hallelujah. Go to 7 people and tell them, this is my thriving year and I'm thriving. The devil can't stop me. No devil in hell will stop me. No man on earth will stop me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he will not stop me from getting married this year. He will not stop me from my academic excellence this year. I will be promoted. He can't stop my promotion. He can't keep me in obscurity. I'm coming to the limelight. I'm coming out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm moving away from surviving. From this year, I will be thriving. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my business is expanding this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am thriving in my walk with God. I am praying and I'm receiving answers to my prayers. I am commanding and it is so. I am declaring and it is established. I am decreeing and it is coming to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will live long. I'm not dying. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to begin to thank the Lord and appreciate God. Whatever God has given you, wherever you are right now, regardless of your condition, thank God. Just thank God. Thank God for where you are. Thank God. Appreciate Him so that you can appropriate His blessing in your life. Just appreciate God. Thank Him for His mercies. Thank Him for His grace upon your life. Thank Him for what He has provided. Thank Him for the opportunities. There are opportunities that He has given you. Thank you for the platform, the position that He has placed you right now. It's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. Thank Him. Thank Him for illuminating you. Thank Him for divine insight, spiritual insight. Thank Him for light. Thank Him for light. Thank you because your eyes are open now. He is the one that opens the eyes of the blind. He has opened your eyes. Your inner eyes will begin to behold great and wondrous things in the law of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank Him that He will lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For all things that pertain unto life and godliness has been given unto us. In Jesus' mighty name we give thanks. If you receive the word of God today, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From today, I see you thriving. I see you walking in divine illumination. And I see you possessing your possessions. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As you remain standing, that is the reason why Jesus Himself said, appreciate what I have done for you. The Bible says, he that knew no sin was made sin for us. So that through his blood that he shed for us, we have become the righteousness of God. He shed his blood for us. He went to the cross on our behalf. He took our sins upon himself. He nailed it to the cross.
Everything that was contrary to us and against us, he blotted it out of our way. He gave us all things that pertain unto life and godliness so that we can live a good, satisfying life. Not lacking anything. That's why he went. So that we can be a partaker of his divine nature. It's the nature of God to prosper in whatever he lays his hands to do. It is his nature. That's who God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to appreciate so that we can appropriate those blessings in our lives and see it working in our lives. The Bible said that he was smitten and stricken. By his stripes we were healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. Wounded for our transgressions. So the price for our transgression is already paid by the wounds on Jesus' body when he laid on the cross. His blood was shed for us for an everlasting forgiveness. So we don't get to a point where we are not forgiven by God. So you need to appreciate him for all that he has done. Appreciate him for his blood. That is why we come to the Lord's table. And Jesus says, I want you to always remember what I've done. That I took your sicknesses, I took your infirmities, I took it upon myself so that you can be free. My body was broken so that yours will not be broken by sickness and disease. I shed my blood and it has been presented upon the mercy seat as a full and final payment for every debt that you owed, every sin that you committed. He said, I paid the price. So he said, bring this to remembrance as often. That is why we do it often. So that we don't lose sight. We don't devalue what he has done for us. We don't take it for granted. We don't discountenance what he has done. We don't belittle it. Because it is an awesome thing for a man to lay down his life for his friends. For a man to resist unto his own blood. Not for what he did wrong, but for what we did wrong. So appreciate God for sending his son to us.